I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, October 20th, 2019. At number 10, the DNR has ordered a Calhoun County farmer to pay $2,000 in fines for burning tires in 2017. It was all part of a consent order. You can find the details of that on our website, as well as all the stories I'm going to run through here at 1380kcim.com. At number 9, the jury trial for a Carroll man accused of sexual contact with a minor has been moved to November. The suspect in that case was expected to begin trial later this month, but again, that's been pushed back to the mid to late November timeframe. At number 8, the Carroll Police Department responded to 2 vehicle accidents over the past weekend. The details of those accidents are spelled out at the story on 1380kcim.com. At number 7, a Denison woman was given 2 days in jail after pleading guilty to a theft charge in district court. The woman was accused of stealing close to $450 in goods from the Carroll Bombgars. She pled guilty, actually sentenced to 60 days, but all but 2 days were suspended in addition to the fines she was ordered to pay. At number 6, a Guthrie County scam victim is out hundreds of thousands of dollars after falling victim to that scam. It started as a grandparent scam where the person pretends that the individual's grandchild is in jail and they need to pay bail, and it morphed into a real estate scam, and it was due to high pressure tactics and constant harassing calls. Local law enforcement are encouraging people to contact their elderly family members, friends, residents, and make sure they understand that these scams do exist and to avoid falling victim to them. At number 5, a Carroll teen who is accused of burglarizing a home is to be charged as an adult. The suspect was 17 years old at the time when he entered a home with the intent to commit theft. A judge waived that trial to the adult court at the end of August. He made his initial appearance in the adult court earlier this week. At number 4, a Glidden man accused of possessing an illegally modified shotgun is facing a felony charge in district court for Carroll County. The man of Glidden, Nicholas Wothe is his name, was found with a sawed-off shotgun less than 18 inches in length, as well as the safety on that firearm glued into the off position. He does face a Class D felony, which carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and $7,500 in fines. At number 3, a Carroll couple makes a 6-figure donation to the St. Anthony Cancer Center. And again, it's been a big week for donations to that cancer center. A couple 6-figure donations did come in that week. One, the owners of the Westside Bank over in Westside, as well as a few other ones. So be sure to check out those. It's been absolutely tremendous to see all those donations. At number 2, the DNR has served 4 citations to a rural Glidden man as part of a poaching investigation. That actually stems from last November. Joshua Snyder is accused of poaching a deer in Taylor County. The DNR executed a search warrant at a residence in the 16,000 block of Zephyr Avenue just outside of Glidden. That's Kenneth Snyder, his home. So he was hit with those 4 citations. And then finally, our top story from the past week, a Carroll doctor did enter into a $1 million settlement in a federal false Medicaid claims act. The claim essentially says the doctor, Dr. Wellendorf of Wellendorf ENT here in Carroll, conducted 115 medically unnecessary surgeries. The doctor did agree to the settlement and said he just wants to get it behind him. He does point out, however, that none of those patients reported any adverse effects from those procedures. But that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Be sure to check out these stories and many more at 1380kcim.com.